אתם עם SBS בעברית.
We are talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the chief rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, and we recorded this interview a few days before Tisha B'Av. Shalom, Rabbi, and welcome to SBS Shalom Australia.
Thanks for having me.
Rabbi, we are in a lockdown. A lot of our listeners in under a lockdown because of the coronavirus. Have you got any message for the community, especially people that are suffering under this lockdown?
I want to say how much I feel for everyone, especially those who are isolated, who suffer from loneliness, who have mental health challenges. This is a very, very serious problem for them in particular. And that's why I think the government didn't take the decision lightly to lock down. They should take strength from the fact that this is necessary and will save lives and will save a great deal more suffering and disruption in the long run. And therefore, I really wish everyone that they stay safe and well and they follow the regulations, that they get vaccinated as soon as they possibly can, and that we'll all be through this and on the other side sooner rather than later.
Rabbi, have you got any message or any advice to people that are feeling isolated, lonely, and almost in despair because of this lockdown, because of the situation?
It's very difficult, and I don't have easy solutions because ultimately we are in a socially distanced situation when there's a limit to how much interaction there can be. Now, of course, one is still allowed to exercise with one other person outdoors, and therefore for those who are particularly isolated and lonely, I think it really could be appropriate to, at a safe distance, go walking around a park or by the harbour and just have an opportunity to interact with somebody in a safe way. If that's not possible or sensible in a given case, then I think there are many opportunities through virtual means. Many shuls and other organisations, welfare organisations and charities are putting on interactive sessions on Zoom and lectures through Zoom and Facebook and so on. And I'd really encourage people to take every advantage of those because there really are a lot of organizations which are trying to do their best to maintain human connection, especially with those who are physically isolated.
We're talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the chief rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, when we go to air on Sunday, it will be Tisha B'Av. Can you please remind our listeners the meaning of Tisha B'Av and the historical background?
The ninth day of the month of Av is the most miserable, sad and unhappy day in the Jewish calendar. It's the anniversary of the destruction of both the first temple by the Babylonians in 586 BCE, and of the second temple by the Romans in 70 CE, and therefore the exile of the Jewish people and all the suffering in the diaspora that's taken place since then. But it's also the anniversary of other events, the crushing of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans in 135 CE, the total destruction of the area of the temple after that revolt was suppressed by the Romans, and many years before that, the return of the spies to the Israelite camp with a bad report about the land of Israel, which caused the generation of the desert to die there and not enter the land. So from biblical times until the present day, through different events over the course of history, this has been a very terrible and tragic time.
Unfortunately, it did prove along the Jewish history, that it is a very auspicious date when it comes to disasters. I mean, I'm talking about the expulsion of the Jews from Spain was around that time, and other disasters during the medieval times, and the Holocaust.
That's right. So the First Crusade in 1096 was launched during this month of Av, which led to the destruction of the Rhineland communities by the Crusaders going to the land of Israel. In Av, the Jews were expelled from England, they were expelled from Spain, they were expelled from France. Germany entered the First World War around Tisha B'Av, which of course had terrible consequences, not least in seeding the Second World War and the Holocaust that was to come. The Jews were deported from the Warsaw Ghetto to Treblinka on Tisha B'Av in 1942. It's been a terrible, terrible time for centuries, for millennia.
What are the customs and the rituals of Tisha B'Av?
Tisha B'Av is a day of intense mourning, and the customs reflect that. In many ways, they're reminiscent of Yom Kippur. In the case of Yom Kippur, the purpose is not mourning, but it's tremendous seriousness. But on Tisha B'Av, it takes the form of mourning. So We don't eat, we don't drink, we don't wash, we don't anoint ourselves, we don't wear leather shoes, and we don't engage in marital relations. In addition, in the evening of Tisha B'Av, until noon on the day of Tisha B'Av, we sit not on a regular seat, on a chair or a sofa. We sit on the floor or a low chair, just like a person in mourning would do, because we are all mourners for Jerusalem on this day.
We're talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton. Rabbi, what do we recite, what do we read on Tisha B'Av?
In the evening of Tisha B'Av, we recite the Book of Lamentations, Eicha, which is Jeremiah's description of the destruction of the temple and his grief over that destruction. And in the daytime, we read what are called the Kinot, which are poems of mourning, elegies, which mourn not only over the temple, but over the several tragedies that took place over Jewish history from that time onwards.
Many Australian Jews will be under lockdown on Tisha B'Av. What do you suggest to them?
The first thing they can do is to read the Book of Lamentations. That's always the starting point for Tisha B'Av. And then tune in to one of the programs available online. For example, The Great Synagogue. If you check out our Facebook page, you will see that we're having a Zoom recitation of Eicha Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday morning, we're joining with several of the synagogues, Mizrahi, Marubra, Cremorne, Or Chadash, Kadima, to have a series of explanatory kinot readings, in which we're going to take some of the kinot and to talk about them, talk about their meaning and their significance for us. So there's a way to really engage on a communal level, even though we can't meet in person. And then for the rest of the day, I think read about the tragedies taking place in Jewish history and meditate upon how we're going to turn past tragedy into future success and prosperity. Because it's always about looking forward. It's always about trying to create a better future, not just mourning about a tragic past.
I think it's quite incredible that the Jewish religion and tradition is so optimistic. What sort of optimism can we find out in Tisha B'Av?
We have a tradition that the Messiah will be born on Tisha B'Av. So on the day of the greatest tragedy, there is also the very beginning of the most wonderful salvation. So that's what we have to look forward to, that this could be the day. Tragic though it is because we're in exile. Tragic because the world is suffering under a pandemic. Tragic because we're in lockdown. But today might be the day that the Messiah is born. And that's something to hold on to and to take comfort in and to look forward to.
That's what we always say. Beshana ba'a b'Yerushalayim abnuya. I think this is the most optimistic message, even though we've got the state of Israel now.
That's right. And it's always, it happens that the night of Seder is always the same as the night of Tisha B'Av. So the night of deliverance, of exodus, of redemption, is also the night of destruction. And vice versa. The night of destruction is also the night of redemption. So those two elements, we're never totally overjoyed and we're never totally downhearted, because there is always an element of hope and optimism even at our dark moments.
Do you mean on the same day of the week?
So if first day tonight is Saturday night, the Tisha B'Av is also Saturday night.
It is an extraordinary coincidence, which is not probably a coincidence.
We have a boiled egg on the Seder plate, because a boiled egg is a food of a mourner. So that's an indication that this will be the same night in a few months' time, when you'll be sitting on the floor mourning the temple. The tradition is so rich and so integrated. All these different ideas and concepts, it's always astounding.
It is very interesting, and I think that we will take your advice to delve into Jewish history on Tisha B'Av and find out also the history of our people. This is very, very interesting. Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.